7 in 10 baby deaths are cases of brain damage at birth caused by bad NHS care. By Victoria Friedman on November 13, 2018. A government-funded study has found that 71% of baby deaths or neonatal brain injuries could have been avoided if the National Health Service, NHS, had given better care. The Every Baby Counts Project, by the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, RCOG, looked at 1,123 babies who were stillborn, died within a week of birth, or were born brain damaged in 2016 in a report published Tuesday. Of those 1,123, 124, 11%, were stillborn, 145 newborns died within the first week of birth, and 854 suffered brain damage, often due to deprivation of oxygen during labor. In 45% of cases, midwives and obstetricians were found to have failed to follow best practice or guidelines, including lack of training or not responding to warning signs sufficiently. Each case had an average of 7 failings where actions were inadequate or went wrong. The report also blamed overwhelmed maternity units and staff shortages. Co-investigator of Every Baby Counts and vice president of the RCOG told The Guardian that sadly, this latest report from Each Baby Counts shows that different care might have made a difference to the outcome for almost 3/4 of affected babies. One woman whose baby son Harry suffered brain damage was told that it was just one of those things, and she and her husband had to push for an investigation, which found fault with the NHS hospital. Nikki Lyon told The Times that she had been deemed low risk during her pregnancy, but admitted to hospital 10 days after her due date where there was little communication or care with her midwife. A doctor was supposed to take a reading of Harry's heartbeat but had been delayed, and the maternity ward was particularly busy the Friday night she gave birth. She then saw how bad Harry's heart trace was and tried to deliver him immediately, but it was too late, Ms. Lyon said. After 4 weeks on a ventilator, the Lyons were told their son was profoundly brain damaged and would never be able to walk, talk, or feed himself. Last year, a study by the National Childbirth Trust and the National Federation of Women's Institutes, NFWI, found that half of all pregnant women experienced a red flag event during labor. Women also complained they were treated like cattle in maternity wards by callous staff and felt they were on a conveyor belt during labor, being seen by several different midwives during the birthing process.